This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, An Unsearchable Love. As I look back through the scriptural account of history, I can see how God sent His Son to be born in a manger, grow and live among us, and die for our sins upon a cross. I can clearly see how the sacrifice of Jesus allows us, through faith, to enter into God's presence. I can even see the purpose of His humble birth as a permanent example of humility and service. But what I don't think I'll ever fully understand is why. Oh, sure, I know the reason is love, for God so loved the world that He gave, John 3:16. But I seriously doubt I'll ever understand the amount of love required to sacrifice so much, the amount of love He had and has for me. Paul wrote his letter to the Romans with the intent of setting foundational beliefs for the church. In this letter, Paul presented the greatest amount of teaching found anywhere in the Bible. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Paul wrote on topics ranging from sin and judgment to faith and salvation, from the purpose of the law and life through the Spirit to the sovereignty of God and the future of Israel. But toward the end of the letter, Paul paused and wrote a short prayer of praise and glory. Romans 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. We almost get the feeling that Paul had reviewed the first portion of his letter and just couldn't continue writing without praising the Lord. Paul had wrestled through many difficult issues and learned a most valuable lesson. God is God, and sometimes this simple truth defies understanding. God has a perfect plan where every piece fits neatly together. But there are many connections which our finite minds fail to comprehend. I almost never see the purpose of my trials until long after they have passed. I get impatient and frustrated with God's timing. I want to know His plan now. And yet, I know His love for me gave everything. He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2, verse 8. I may not fully understand this love, but the little I know is enough to create a desire to live a life of devotion and faith. One day I will stand before His throne and all His mysteries will be perfectly revealed. Until then, I will simply continue to worship and trust. We may never fully understand, but I pray we are all drawn a little closer today. If you have never experienced His love, I pray that you will release your heart into His care. If you're feeling unloved by the world, I pray you will look to Him and see a Father who gave His Son so He could hold you for all eternity. He is an unsearchable God who has poured out, for you, an unsearchable love. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.